Employers and authorities have stepped up COVID-19 screening measures since the country went into level 3 lockdown, as most economic sectors like banking, retail, mining and manufacturing have resumed, so has the testing been stepped up. However, screening thousands of people per day has put a huge strain on resources. Thanks to a new device that is now available in South Africa, mass screening of people has just become a lot easier. This makes it especially useful in densely populated residential areas where social distancing is difficult to maintain and the risk of infection is high. The KCN901 smart helmet can scan the temperatures of up to 200 people every minute and has been well received by authorities in countries such as China, Italy, the Netherlands and Dubai. Jeremy Kapoya, the CEO of Granule Holdings, is the distributor of the helmets in South Africa and he joins us now on the line. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Good afternoon to the listeners and good afternoon to Bianca. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. A little bit chilly in Joburg, but happy to be talking to you today.
Tell us a little bit about what this helmet is.
Sure. The KC901 helmet is a smart helmet unlike any other. It's, in its simplicity, it's a helmet to be worn on one's head with the core function of being a fast screening of fevers in public spaces. It will be vital in the fight against COVID. What makes the helmet really unique is it can screen up to 200 people per minute from a range of 5 meters. And the helmet is versatile. It can be used in indoor or outdoor environments. And the visibility on the inside of the data shield is not affected by any sunlight or affected by nighttime or darkness. Thermo-imaging capabilities as well. The main use of the helmet will obviously be for thermal screening. It is also built for, has built-in artificial intelligence with facial recognition and identity verification, which is another unique feature on the helmet is that it can also generate a QR code whereby anybody's personal records of temperature will be allowed to be stored on a database or through a paperless logging system.
What does it look like? I mean, where can we go to look at it? Is there a website?
There is. You can have a look at it at the granule.co.za website.
Okay. And is it like a helmet that you'd wear when you ride a bike, a motorbike helmet? Does it look like that?
It is. It's a carbon fiber helmet. It has a face shield. And on the inside of the face shield, it has a heads-up display that can have multiple functions from single person temperature monitoring to multiple people scan temperature monitoring. It also has some really amazing features whereby you can not only just monitor human people's temperature, but you can monitor utilities like transformers or anything in the engineering space where maintenance is required on assets. This helmet has the ability to generate a QR code for the asset and keep a database logged of all the temperature screenings every time somebody wearing the helmet passes it.
So it picks up heat within a certain distance.
Correct, right. 100% right.
Okay, so what does it cost?
So the cost is the technology is amazing. I first need to start there.
Okay.
basically, the technology with artificial intelligence and the augmented reality, you know, it's at the forefront of technology. The technology has been deployed only for about 82 days globally around the world.
Amazing.
So getting to the costs, you know, it obviously my disclaimer is going to be dependent on a number of units and application ordered because
yes,
the technology is remarkable. But the cost is in the region of about 160,000 rand per unit.
Right. And who is it aimed at?
It's aimed at anybody we can assist, whether it's corporate, office parks, hospitals, buildings, airports, entry points, exit points, stadiums, anybody that we can get our technology in front of, because we believe that this technology is a game breaker, a game changer, and we really sincerely believe it can help in the fight against COVID.
It's the way forward. How accurate is it?
It's accurate up to 96% on the screening of, so far the helmets are screened up to 800 million people globally. After a very successful launch in China, the UAE rolled it out through Dubai. The Netherlands is now in testing. Indonesia has rolled it out as well. And every day we are finding new countries around the world taking to this technology.
Have you had a lot of interest locally?
Been absolutely swarmed at the moment. We're trying to work through all of the inquiries and get to everybody because we're working 24/7 to make sure that we can do our efforts in the fight against COVID.
Okay. All right. So do you have them in stock or is this something that you order according to interest because it's such an expensive item?
We do have a few units in stock, but generally, depending on the application, they get deployed from the factory with the application that's going to be set up to be used. So depending if you need one unit or you need a rollout of 500 units, you know, we work very closely with KC Wearables, the supplier in China, and we tailor-make packages according to industry, institution, and client's requirements.
Right. And it's called the KCN901 Smart Helmet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you so much for your time, Jeremy Kapoya of Granule Holdings, telling us about this new smart helmet that can take the temperatures up to 200 people every minute.